systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jumble. Today is Monday, May 16th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And another guest, Camera 3.
Yeah, with back, his own cam.
Back once again with his own cam, Robbie. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, good to see you guys.
How are you doing?
Doing all right.
How many times have you peed so far?
I'm going to say 12 I don't know what you're talking about. 20.
Okay, so new game, live listeners, thejamhole.com/live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, of course. New game. Instead of how many times does Danny pick her eye, or how many times does Danny vomit?
See, but the thing
Hold
is,
on. Yeah,
the
new I'll game during the show though.
The new game is how many times will Robbie pee during the show?
Okay. None. I hold it through the show because that's how I care.
That's intense.
See, he holds it through through the show. So what you got to do for the game is count how many times he pees
you
before
guess.
The show,
you
and then the listeners have to guess. And whoever gets it right, I don't know, gets
depending on
something.
How much he squirms during the show.
Right.
That's I see. I see what you're doing, Robbie. You're actually.
I just get excited.
You're like a negative camel. You're yeah. getting rid of as camel. Much of it. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's not good to have a hump if you're a human. So. I'm dehumping myself.
So we do this live, of course, from Kalispell, Montana. We bring you the best of what the fuck? Wow. Six more episodes till number 500. I would love to see facebook.com/thejamholepodcast have 500 likes by the time we get to that episode number. So, hey, do us a favor and share a like. facebook.com/thejamholepodcast. Awesome. And we're doing some parties this summer. Who's excited
Fucking
for
a.
that shit?
I
some
am.
Rafting, some rustic camping.
I'm not so excited about rafting, but...
Really?
It's going to be... You're going to be excited.
Yeah, once am you I? Do it, you'll be good.
August 13th, that's a Saturday, is our third annual Jam Hole Live show here in Montana. And then in July, the 23rd, we'll be having a party show with some other podcasts in Milwaukee. So there it is. Join the forums, thejamhole.com/forums, or the Facebook page, facebook.com/thejamholepodcast.
So. If I go rafting with you guys, can you promise me
no.
a fishing trip without complaining?
Like, at
no
on
guarantees.
The raft? You can fish on
no,
the raft,
not, no.
and I
you can't
won't complain.
Fish, no, I'm not going to fish in rapids.
That would be silly.
Retard. No, I mean, if I go and do this, that means you come and go fishing with me and don't complain.
How many hours are we talking here?
However long we go rafting for.
Well, see, that's different.
And then you can start complaining.
Check this out.
If
when we were rafting, you were sitting on your ass with a pole going, huh. Like, then
sure.
But
I find that so much more fun than
this is action.
Rafting.
We're going to be
fishing is action. You just don't get it.
Really?
I see it, but you don't. We see two different things.
Beauty is in the eye of Dana.
I don't see
bring beer
going down.
Or drinkables?
I don't see going down a bunch of, you know, rocky water shit as...
I don't know, because, see, I've gotten pretty fucking stoned on the fishing trip, and it's still, like, the one thing that weed just doesn't even make interesting. It's like, if you could condense the whole fishing trip into the 10 seconds of excitement of when you actually get a bite, and then the disappointment of when there's nothing there when you reel it up, then I would definitely be in.
Especially if it's not a big enough fish to keep, you gotta throw it back.
Right. Because then you feel like God, you're giving
life. I just want at least one day this year of a fishing trip that I go out on, and I bring you, and you participate, and you act happy, and you don't complain.
I will see your fishing trip and raise you the best blowjob I've ever had when I get home.
I've given you those already.
Well, I'm saying, and I've... giving you fishing trips.
Well, it depends on how awesome the fishing day is. Then
I'll
give you a blowjob.
The graph.
I told you, you got to buy me a yacht, and every time I catch a record fish, we will fuck on the deck of my yacht.
Okay. or I can take all of that money I would have spent on a yacht and buy a bunch of fucking prostitutes and have sex whenever I want.
But what good
you
are
just,
those?
Like, buy a big fish and, like, not let her know about it, and then when she's looking away, just put it on the end of the hook.
Like, oh, it jumped up on the dock.
I'm sure I'd be able to feel its dead weight pulling and not, you know.
Yes,
you
would.
Just have to really act the part, you know?
I'm sorry. I really like fishing, so...
Can I mention how broke I am?
Can I mention how broke I am?
Can I mention how bad
how
I feel?
How collectively broke we all are?
I feel when I say go to thejamhole.com/donate and help us pay for this show, even though we give you free shows and free content and all that, call it what you will, I still feel like it's a form of panhandling. I feel like I'm on the e-corner by Walmart and Home Depot with a sign that says something about God bless and how I'm broke. Like, that's what it feels like. Like,
you just
want to
turn the cams on and hold up a sign that says, like,
we might as well
talk shit for money.
Might as well. I feel like those people out there should just be doing an hour-long show while they're out there, and then we could all just not pay them. I think.
They put on a show for us, trust me.
Kind of. I should start giving them jam hole cards.
Yeah, maybe. Or shirts, jam hole shirts.
You remember that homeless guy?
Stand out there with your
that,
jam hole shirt all day.
You remember that homeless guy that had an amazing voice? Well, that's totally not you, but I have... Yeah.
I'm
just residentially
challenged, man.
That's fine. I think it's a job. I really do. And this, can I mention, this is the last week of jam hole episodes before we all collectively say goodbye to our righteous brothers and sisters that are going to be getting the fuck out of here and clearing up a lot more room for us in the rapture. Big round of applause
sweet,
for the
sweet.
Rapture. Coming soon to
a
church.
That's 2012.
Your neighbor. No.
That's a year away.
Nay, my friend.
No, May.
Nay. May 21st. We will be doing a show for the rapture on Friday. We're gonna start the show a little late, probably at 11. Okay. And we're going to podcast right through the rapture. We're going to bring you live color commentary of the rapture.
If you believe that you are going away,
then thejamhole.com/donate.
Then
give us your life savings.
Please don't, you know, please don't think that it's a burden, but go ahead, feel free. Bring all of your valuables here, and we will
make sure that
they are taken care of after you are gone.
And if you have a pet, we know a guy that is taking pets.
I wish you could edit it somehow so it looks to the people, the viewers, that we, like, disappeared. You know what I mean? Like, cut two clips together, so all of a sudden it looks like we just vanished out of our chairs.
We could do that,
but like,
no
Matt
one would
did,
believe it.
Matt did mention he was baptized.
No one would believe that.
Stranger things,
you have to know God in your heart.
Yeah, you have to be baptized and mean it.
Yes.
It's different.
No
My brother
God.
Was baptized. That'd be funny if he's gone and I'm
no
not.
No God?
Yeah.
RaptureReady.org. This guy, I want to be the first person to offer up the biggest, most snarky I told you so in the history of people who have ever told you so. Could you imagine
that?
Well,
see, we're going to get to do it a few times because we have the May one and then we have the 2012 one.
Well, those are different people, though. I'm just saying.
Well, either way, we're still going to get this with a group of people. We're going to say, ha, you were wrong.
We're
you believe in dumb shit.
We're going to watch as faith drains from their body, one memorized, wasted Bible verse at a time.
I think a lot of deniers or other people would try to say, well, you know, power of prayer just waylaid and, like, delayed the date to a later time.
Can
so
you?
So we're not necessarily wrong. Maybe.
So how,
you know, power of prayer is
how many mulligans, let's say, do you get for moving said goalposts before people say you're a fucking lunatic?
At least a
three?
Couple.
Because he's had two already, I believe. Harold Camping is a gentleman we're
Isn't
speaking
it like,
of.
You know, a rule that the Bible and God or whatever, you know, just gives you as many chances as you need. So it's that's probably.
So you can just keep
just
saying
keep
you're
going.
Sorry up until sure. the point of the rapture, which will be
Well, that's
Saturday.
What they've been doing this entire time. So I'll just go ahead and say yes to that.
I love the headlines. Like, you know, news writers were so fucking thankful. Is it all going down on May 21st? Big ol' fucking no.
No.
Not at all.
Probably not.
And do you think, I mean, it can't just be us that makes a mockery of this silliness, right?
No, there's plenty of other
Like, and
people.
I get back in Jesus' days, a lot of people doubted. But, like, I'm not... Obama's a good man. I'm not saying anything bad about him, but I haven't seen water to wine, and I haven't seen fish feeding a ton of people.
If I could turn water into wine, I'd profit off of that.
You know what I have seen?
What?
Homelessness.
Yes.
Famine.
Yes.
Ravaged third world shitholes.
Yes.
Pummeled while they're down in the nuts by a fucking tsunami. Come on.
Yes.
It's so intense, too, that, like, those Japanese still living in Japan. You know what I mean? Like, you'd think that they would try to get, like, a mass exodus away from the radiation. Because, you know, anywhere on the island, you're still close enough that you're getting sick.
We do have an update on that, too. I want to give you guys a couple quotes here, a little context, if you will. In 1994, Harold Camping, he said, "When September 6th, 1994 arrives, no one else can become saved." The end.
What? Is that like the close of
the end has come?
Okay.
So I'm kind of curious that everyone that he has recruited to be saved since 1994, is that like null and void, or
did we move? According to that, yeah.
Did we also move those goalposts? We're not even on the same field.
Maybe anyone
anymore.
Born after that point is all damned. That'd be great.
The goalposts have been moved so much, we're not even
on the same
field. We're
playing a different sport now.
This isn't the same field. This isn't even the same fucking country.
There is no field.
You're over there in, like, Iraq with your goalposts wondering where the fuck everyone went and why there's bombs exploding.
I'm just going to say all of that is crap, and you all contradict yourselves. So have fun when each of you are wrong.
So then he says, "Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will never disappear. However, no one knows the day or hour when these things will happen. Not even the angels in heaven or the Son himself. Only the Father."
Only the Father.
Father!
Only the Father knows. That's from my book, Matthew 24, verse 35 through 37.
Is that your book?
Yes.
Okay. You wrote it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool.
That's, and then he says, "Now I'm no prophet, but I think I have it on good authority to encourage you not to worry about the end of the world on May 21st. Perhaps even better, I would counsel you not to worry about the end of the world on any day. The biblical teachings about the rapture are designed to cheer you up, not freak you out." So
cheers me up.
Wasn't Harold Camping. That was the guy
depressing.
That wrote this, but yep. There you go. We'll be bringing you live coverage of Rapture 2011.
They all have different stories, different views, whatever, and all comes out fucking jibble-jabbered.
But I like the one caveat that the writers or creators of those religions made certain to include to keep it interesting, and that's everyone else is wrong. And you will you will fight to the death.
That's so stupid.
To keep your shit in check and your flock.
It's completely
loyal.
Retarded.
So you mentioned what did you mention? Japan?
Yeah. Just the fact that there's people still living there, and you think that they would do everything they can to
there's a lot of people there.
They're honorably going into radioactive zones and like putting in work knowing that they're gonna die.
Hey, that's the samurai way, man. Yeah,
I'm kind of curious where
Guy
Asimov,
with honor.
Where's the fucking robot Honda built? Can't you like roll him in there and be like, "Hey, Asimov, fucking put
right?
that
where's
$30 billion
dude?
Dollar fucking tax cut into action."
Where's your mecha, dude?
Fuck, dude. I thought they had that shit.
Right?
Where's your ghost in the machine that can just go fix it? But yeah, they're saying now yesterday, TEPCO, the company responsible for running the Fukushima nuclear reactors, released a provisional analysis of the events that occurred in Unit 1, one of the reactors that was active when the tsunami struck. In five stark pages, the report lays out the impact of the tsunami on the facility, water levels that plunged below the bottom of the fuel, a complete meltdown of the nuclear fuel, and extensive damage to the reactor vessel. I like how now they're coming out with, "Oh yeah, by the way, that was a pretty much full-on meltdown, so welcome."
But not then. Oh, it's just a boo-boo.
You know who I really want to talk to is the guy that mentioned that I shouldn't be outside because of all the radiation.
Yeah.
I want to be like, "So have you left your house since? Because all of us have been, and we are all good.
A-okay.
We're fine.
Except for so in 2 years, we're going to grow an extra head.
While we're talking Japan news, I thought it would be kind of cool. So you'd have a shirt that says, I went to Japan, and all I got was a stupid t-shirt. And you have, like, a fake rubber arms coming out the side of it. Or another one that just says,
Robbie,
too the other
soon.
One that says,
even for the jam hole, too soon.
Okay, one says, I went to Japan. I don't need a condom, baby. I'm Japanese.
Oh, wow. Low.
I went to Japan and all I got was this fucking radiation.
Low blow, dude. All I got was this lousy Geiger counter.
Yeah, all I got was this lousy radiation shit.
Awesome.
Radiation sickness. Like,
and this fat fucking hospital bill.
And my mail order bride. Or whatever.
So it says, things moved fairly quickly. By 4 hours after the tsunami hit, the levels of cooling water had dropped enough that the top of the fuel stack was exposed to the air. Shortly after that happened, the temperature in the core reached nearly 3,000 degrees C, and the cooling water boiled off the bottom of the stack. Melting of fuel rods started at 4.8 hours after the earthquake hit, and a partial meltdown had already occurred by 5.1 hours. According to TEPCO, any residual integrity in the fuel rods was gone by 15 hours after the quake, and the reactor core was emptied of fuel by the 16-hour mark.
Damn.
So, what a waste. Like, that, if you think about how much, and I mean, I get it, earthquakes happen, especially on fault lines and all that, but, like, if you think about how much energy that would have produced if it would have ran its cycle, all just waste, like that, dude, that's just...
mind-blowing.
So, well, good luck, Japan.
Indeed.
Why would you live there anywhere? There's a huge fucking active volcano over there, isn't there? Some crap like that.
Well, I mean, if you're born there, like, what do you do? Like,
move.
People probably say that about us. Like, why the fuck
you sign
do
up to become
here?
A mail order bride or groom?
Or a fucking human smuggling trade.
I don't know. Or you just get a... Wait, no, that's China. Never mind. Sorry.
All right. Well, I have... We're going to do a little theme this evening with our stories. A lot of these first few, they focus on women.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty much just losing their shit. Kay. So...
bitches be tripping.
Bitches be tripping tonight.
Can I lose my shit
tonight on the jam hole?
Is that cool?
You can try.
Just in you know.
Sure.
Just
only
because
if it's
of
funny.
The theme, you know.
Only if it's funny.
No, it won't be funny. I'm gonna lose my shit. So
we're all
gonna
cry.
We can
actually
read a story about it next Wednesday.
Okay, so Fort Myers woman. She was arrested on more than a dozen charges. Also, hiding a knife in her blank.
Vagina.
Show me vagina. Absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely.
There's only one right answer to that question.
Yeah, right. Asshole? No, it's a chick, dude.
Or
it's
cleavage,
her vagina.
But
come on.
I would say vagina first.
Knife doesn't get hidden in cleavage.
Bullshit.
Knife goes in the vagina.
I can hide a knife.
Money
cleavage.
And condoms and drugs go in the cleavage.
I can hide a knife in there.
The vagina.
Why would
serves...
you put a knife in your vagina?
Because you're a ninja.
Tissue.
You just grab it. You're like,
the guy was like, trying to be suggestive about sheathing the sword. And she took it literally.
Maybe the sheath was in there.
I hope there's a sheath.
I'm picturing like this massive like Hibbon claw with the sheath just up around her fucking shit, just like in there.
I'm picturing like a big old serrated blade with one of those fucking, you know, bone saw things
pulling
on the other side without the sheath.
And delicately.
And
delicately.
Just completely ripped apart vagina.
She can only pull it out sometimes. Most of the time she has a headache and is
in
the mood.
Stuck, okay.
Just not in the mood.
It's not coming out. If you
Gloria Esther Perez, she's 28, facing 8 counts of a possession of controlled substance. You think? Without a prescription.
Hmm.
4 counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. 2 counts of carrying a concealed weapon, if you know what I mean. And a count of disturbing the peace.
All right.
Is that Minge registered?
Well, she does like the ping pong ball thing, but with knives.
I need these meds. I'm in
like
pain.
Like throwing knives?
Yeah.
I'm in pain because I have a vagina with a knife in it.
Yeah.
I get them specially made with these cool rubber handles, and then I do this. Yeah. It's
do you
great.
Think that'll be like Borg implants of the future? We'll have like battle bitches with like knives in their vaginas and
you know,
tits.
What was it over in Africa? I think we did a story about it. Like, chicks were hiding...
the Rapex.
Yeah. They
fucking
had, like,
teeth.
Little razor blade things on it. And if you put your dick in, you could feel it. But as soon as you try to pull out, it's like a Chinese finger
right.
trap.
But that's because in Africa, rape is a problem.
Or you just need... You have guys that, you know...
And it's not a problem here.
Bored.
Or is it a solution? Huh?
They got some weird fetishes. You know, shit has to be spicy for them to get excited. I can't get off unless I know you have a knife in your vagina. Sorry.
Well, duh.
Is rape not a problem here? I mean, like, it's here.
For the rapist,
well,
it's not a problem.
I wouldn't call it a problem, per se. Maybe a a statistical...
Just because that's not, like, the biggest thing that happens here doesn't mean it's not a problem.
It's a behavioral statistical outlier. That's all.
What does that even mean?
It's just the bell curve.
Okay.
It means it's not everybody. It's just a couple of you crazy fucking wackos. That's all.
In every state, I can guarantee you, there's rape.
Duh. It wouldn't be the United States of America if not. If it ain't me to you, it's my fucking phone company to me. I'm only passing the rape down that I'm getting from above.
Oh, yeah. Pay it forward.
Fuck, if I had a nickel. All
right.
I should go find a support group. I really should. A deputy said the arrest stemmed from an altercation in the street between Perez and Whitney Noel Criminal, 26. Criminal, not criminal. It's a Freudian slip. Just a couple of bitches in the street brawling it out. Should have had a dance-off. Kimmel is also facing several charges, including 25 counts of drug possession, 11 counts of possession of drug paraphernalia, 1 count of battery, Duracell, 1 count of domestic violence, and a count of giving false identification to the cop. Awesome. A sheriff's deputy came across two women fighting in the middle of the street, just randomly just driving by like, hey, those bitches fighting? Woo! That's like the best call. You just get to roll out there and just brutalize the fuck out of some angry-ass bitches. That should be Rovio's next game. Angry bitches.
Angry bitches.
Totally. And you just slingshot these like knife-wielding little angry bitches into my house.
Bitches gone wild.
Bitches. Bitches be tripping. The woman told the deputy they were fighting. What is the reason these two women are arguing?
I'm going to say drugs, men, or money.
They were arguing over the possession of a knife. It's my knife.
Actually fighting over getting cigarettes at a store, which Dana said drugs. I'm going to go ahead and give you drugs.
And money. How would you say cigarettes. That falls in both categories?
Well, sure, if you're in prison, cigarettes kind of are money. That is true. During the investigation, the deputy noticed Perez kept putting her hands in her pockets and around her, quote, private area.
All right.
As if she was trying to conceal something or whip something out or whatever. Kay. Just like this chick, like playing pocket
pool.
Like,
here, hang on. Let me just squat like, real quick. I'm gonna pull my pants down. I'm gonna cop a squat and then we can continue our fight.
Ma'am, do you have to pee? Ma'am.
You ever seen when they...
Oh my God, she's got a knife!
I know you haven't, but when they take you into booking or whatever for, you know, like if you got a DUI or like you're going into jail.
Every Saturday.
Not like in the drunk tank, but like actually going to the state.
Right.
Whatever.
Like not passing go, but going.
Right.
Directly.
You're being held. Right. Okay. Right. They make you fucking
gotta
strip.
Roll doubles.
They make you strip and cop a squat and cough. So that way, and they, literally, there's
for
nothing that
too?
Can hold in there. No, just women.
What if you've been doing your Kegels?
You can't, there's...
Not even that chick we saw a long time ago on the internet that was lifting, like, 20-pound bowling balls with her vagina. Not even her?
It's really hard, unless it's something really small and shoved way the
can
fuck
make...
up there. Because when you squat and cough, all of your muscles tense up and push out. So it will move an object out.
Is that like you can't hold your eyes open and sneeze because your eyes will shoot out of your head?
I guess. It depends on how thorough the fucking officer is. If they make you stand there for like, you know, sit there for like 3 minutes, you know, something's going to come out if it's in there.
Can we make a jam hole video of different objects that you try to hold in your vagina while I make you cop and squat? Wait, what's it called? Cop a cough? Cough and squat? What's it called?
Cop and squat.
Cop and squat.
Squat and cough.
I'll be the cop and you be the squat and I'll shove things in your vagina and we'll see how long you can hold them in there.
What was the logistics on that bowling ball situation? Like, you got like a pulley system here or what?
No, actually, it may not have been a bowling ball. They were these heavy balls that were just used
up in
to
there.
That. Yeah, she just put up in there, and
like,
she just worked her way
up. It's a bowling ball.
To,
she's made her way around town.
Yeah, well, yeah, fish. Not actually in there, like giving birth, but backwards.
Moving on.
Yeah. So, Macchiato One says it's called peekaboo.
Yeah,
thank
it's
you.
Good.
If someone can, in the chat, if you can find the video, it's I think she's Russian. She has the world's strongest vagina. Kind of reminds me of Alice from Super Jail. So, the woman said fighting over smokes. She was putting her hands in her vagina. A female deputy came to the scene to search the women and found 8 different types of pills on Perez and 25 different types on Krimmel. Hey, Do you have any blue Yawkers? Go fish. Do you have any? That's amazing. Jesus. A couple of just ghetto bitches like this just packing pills and one with a knife in the twat.
She's turning guys down. You want my vagina? You can't handle my vagina.
I'm on pain pills, nigga. Try to wreck this shit.
Shit.
Just putting them to the test, like filming porn. Both were taken into custody, but Perez became ill and was transported to the hospital. The medical staff then found the knife in her vagina and another knife and a bottle of pills in a roll of fat in her stomach.
God! And a pirate treasure map somehow.
And it led to booty, but nobody wanted to dig.
Oh. Digging deep.
None of us
had
shovels.
Disgusting.
Wow. So,
can you lift up your fat roll?
Can you imagine though? Like that's probably someone's mother.
Probably someone's job to search fat rolls.
Well,
what do you do for a living? I'd rather not say.
So, all right. Important. Next one, right up your proverbial alley.
All right.
Yeah. This woman, Houston, Texas. She's 27 years old. She got life in prison.
Okay.
No possibility?
Not yet. For strangling her newborn daughter minutes after giving birth at home. Minutes.
Awesome.
She heard the crying and was like, oh,
I
hell.
I can't take this. I'm done.
Hell no. 8 years?
I changed my mind.
18 years?
I changed my mind.
Hell no.
Abort.
You're right. It wasn't your baby. Shit.
Abort. Abort.
Through a translator, of course. Claudia Cortez asked State District Judge Michael McSpadden to forgive her and not give her a life sentence. McSpadden said he could find no mitigating circumstances in her situation or her background.
I was just trying to give the baby a hug, Your Honor. I swear.
I'm going to hug it and squeeze it and kiss it and murder. The Houston woman was charged with capital murder. A capital. Not lowercase. Yeah, this is...
Yeah.
after an autopsy ruled that her daughter had been born alive before she was strangled. On June 10th, 07.
What the hell is a lowercase murder then? Like, they're still dead, right?
Right, but not as pronounced.
They still have twitching going on or something?
In pleading guilty, she admitted she strangled the child with a pair of blank. Dana.
A pair of pantyhose.
Socks.
Not at all. A pair of panties.
That's
dirty.
Socks and pantyhose.
Disgusting. I wonder if that was like her internet gig and some guy was like, I want your panties, but...
That'd be around a baby's
throat. I want the scent of strangled baby and your tears.
I swear, man, people, they're just not bored. They're just bored with missionary now, you know? Like,
missionary? You know, what's that?
Exactly.
Is that when she's handcuffed up to the... in the?
Yes, Matt. Okay. That's exactly it.
Jesus Christ.
We do that all the time. prosecutor Wes Rucker said the capital charge was reduced to murder in a plea agreement that put the sentencing decision in the judge's hands, in McSpadden's hands. Rucker asked, that's such a great judge name. I'm Judge McSpadden.
You're not getting off, fucker.
If you've been badden, you're going to come see McSpadden tonight on Night Court. Rucker asked the judge to sentence Cortez to life, saying she did not call 911 or ask for help because she knew what she was doing. Because she knew she was going to kill the child. Cortez will be eligible for parole in 30 years. Mm-hmm. When she's 57.
It just seems more plausible if you just left it in the woods and was like, you know, crawled out the door. Like, Robbie? I took a nap. Fuck, you know? Like,
or if someone
just obvious.
Found it in the dumpster. They're like, we had your DNA panty gross stanky evidence. You did it.
Yeah.
Robbie, what's the world going to be like in 30 years for this woman?
Man, well, you know, she definitely can't walk into a Walmart and look at pantyhose the same way.
Do you think she'll ever be allowed to own pantyhose or panties?
I don't think they could stipulate something that random. Now, we'll let you go, but there's no, you gotta fishnet it for the rest of your life here. Saith the law.
Like, Judge, Your Honor, like I couldn't kill a baby with socks.
Yeah, come on.
You
think McSpatty or whatever, you think he was just picked on as a little kid? And so it's like, when I grow up,
I'm gonna
fuck
judge
people in the ass.
I'm gonna
and get
judge
paid for
all
it.
Of you, all yeah. of you, every single one.
Victory shall be mine.
Oh, and just an interesting side note: at the time of the slaying, Cortez had a 7-year-old daughter living with relatives in El Salvador. Goño, S.A.
Jesus.
Well, they were safe.
Yeah. So, the attorney asked the judge, he said, consider the entire range of punishment because Cortez was not thinking clearly after giving birth. Is any woman, like, not even just from the hormones and the chemical imbalance you're being flooded with, but just the fact that now you have to deal with that forever.
I'm just going to go ahead and say that every woman that gives childbirth, like, that few moments after, they're all temporarily insane. Because when they hold it, they, you know, the doctor puts it in their arms, and it's all bloody and a fucking wreck. They're like, oh, my God, it's beautiful. Like, they got to be nuts. Because that looks disgusting!
I want to see the footage of the mother being like, nah.
Yeah, dude, if I were to have a child, that would, I'd be like, dude, just... Could you do something with that? Because it looks like...
How about you deal with that...
Something I don't want to touch.
Until it's 16. Then send it my way.
When it can clean itself.
Send
it
home to mommy.
You think that a prison sentence will get more violent? Like, okay, you can be in prison for 30 years, or we can waterboard you while we're choking you with pantyhose for a month. Like...
To get information? Or
no, just
like
as punishment for killing the baby. And she doesn't want to lose that much of her life thinking about it.
I see. Sure.
Yeah.
He says something snapped and something horrible happened in that bathroom. Yeah. And Showtime's picking it up for 6 seasons. All right. Fucking rich.
Something
snapped. Can you imagine?
No.
Oh, man. We orchestrate the most craziest, amazing, masterminded scheme ever. And HBO's like, boom, 20
Gold,
grand,
baby.
Boom.
20 grand? 20 million, man.
Well, 20 grand in,
an episode.
20 million. Yeah. Let's rewind that.
20 grand.
they're good for you.
All right. There you go. All right. Another woman here. This is pretty weird. Sultan. I don't know where that is. I'm probably never going to hear it again. A woman was found holding a dog's severed head, like just the head of the dog.
Okay.
And then they took her to the hospital for a mental eval, of course. Passersby called 911 around 11:30 in the a.m. to report that the woman was standing along U.S. 2 in Sultan with a dog's head wrapped in a towel.
Uh-huh.
Maybe somebody really didn't like her and killed her dog and she was mourning.
Maybe
they left
pet,
the head on her porch.
Pet cemetery, but only like she only buried it halfway.
Uh-huh. No, like,
the rest of it, the dog is fine and running around and trying
like
to kill
somebody
people.
Somebody was pissed, killed her dog, and only brought back the head and put it on her porch.
Oh, it's a gambling debt. Godfather style.
Just without a horse.
She was paying the taxidermist in layaway. You know what I'm saying?
Piece by piece.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Except that the woman was distraught and not making sense. She also was partially clad, which means what? She was mostly naked.
Oh, yeah.
Dog blood on her. Is that hot for anyone? Is that
Justin Fan
anyone?
Turquoise says, and they found peanut butter on her vagina and a knife in it. Case
closed. Done. Cold. Nice. Cold case. Next.
The question is, if you get pulled over or you get caught half naked holding a dead dog's head, what's your cover story? Surely there's something you can say that can
I
at
did
least...
LSD. I'm sorry.
Do you cop out on drugs or say
yeah,
I was
I did
so
too much
drunk?
Yeah. Or
do you pass
claim
the blame?
Temporary insanity.
Do I blame your kid?
It was
if you
it
have
was
kids,
on a dare, officer.
My kid's
autistic. Double dog dared me.
If you have kids, depression. Dog head if you me. You know just broke up with somebody, depression. If whatever, you can blame it on anything. You're on your period. You went nuts for a little bit. It causes chemical imbalances. People have gotten off for less.
God said that I had to sacrifice.
There you go.
The bottom half of this dog, and then take the front half for the last walk, as he called it.
Right. Right.
Right. So she's 48. The deputies believe she killed her dog at her home. She's not injured, but they wanted the mental eval, of course. They went to investigate. They said, hey, once the investigation is complete, then we'll let you know. They also found two cats and another dog in the house, like full animals.
Oh, and
not
alive.
Just half. Right.
Okay.
Not just half a dog.
I will say, though, that if you choke a baby... It would help if you walked around naked with a dog's head afterwards to try to suggest insanity, you know?
Provide a little context to your psycho murder. Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Just helping people listening that, you know, we're gonna follow suit.
Okay. And yeah, the last in our group of female fuck ups, should we say? Can we call that new bit female fuck ups?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. This mother and daughter, a team, they were charged with animal cruelty after they recorded two dogs attacking and killing a piglet, okay, in their backyard and posted the video on blank.
YouTube.
No.
No. Wait.
Who has more users than YouTube?
Vimeo. Wait, I don't know.
Google.
What's that? Oh, wow. What Where do you all it? Check you all
Oh, Facebook, of course.
Facebook. There it is. On the Facebook. Can you go to facebook.com/thejamholepodcast, like that, then in the search bar, search for dog attacking pig. See if it comes up.
I hate that that's considered animal cruelty. One of my favorite
The chat had it.
One of my favorite radio talk show hosts actually got charged for animal cruelty for castrating a pig.
Tim Henson?
No.
He never got charged.
I did not
formally.
Say podcast host. I said radio host.
Right.
I was trying to circumcise
to Bubba the Love Sponge.
No idea what that is.
Dude, he's on satellite radio now. Bubba nice. The Love Sponge.
Love Sponge sounds like a guy that got castrated horribly. Just like he just has a little spongy area.
He just
left.
Decided to castrate a pig in the middle of St. Armand Circle in Sarasota, Florida, which people do that all the fucking time. Just
are we on satellite radio?
No.
Should be.
Okay. Should be. You hear that? Satellite radio?
But yeah, that's stupid. Just because
right.
you shouldn't Take get charged with animal cruelty just because you happen to videotape that or...
Okay,
yeah, it's
here's
like
a little...
to train for later.
I trained dogs to do that,
here's
for
a
fuck
little...
sakes.
Here's a piece of a clip.
Am I going to get arrested?
Of this. Okay, Ray.
All right.
Get him! Get him! Bite him! Bite him! Yeah! That was 55-year-old Janice K. Ramirez as she recorded the 5-minute attack by the Curamix dogs, according to the clip released by the Indian River County Sheriff. She and Ashley Ann Ramirez, 21, were investigated after someone anonymously sent a Facebook status update wall post poke to the video to the authorities. And the authorities poked back, then sent an update about deputies going to subpoena Facebook to get the address for the home in said video.
Six people like this poke.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, fuck. Ashley Ramirez was on video coaxing the dogs to attack. Quote,
"Well, that's
it's one of the worst animal cruelty cases we've ever seen." He had her.
I had hunting dogs, and when I sent them after a hawk, I was like, "Get the fucking dog!"
Were you filming it and posting it on Facebook?
No, but I dragged the fucking hog home and cleaned it in my backyard. I've had the cops called on me a few times from my neighbors.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Kind of evil. That's kind of how serial killers start. Just want to say
that. At least
I
ate this shit and I wasn't just blowtorching kitties in my, basement or whatever. Like.
Hey, that kitty needed a haircut. quote, "It's one of the worst animal cruelty cases we've seen." The women were charged with cruelty to animals and baiting animals. They posted $10,000 bail, which they made on ads on Facebook for their fucking video.
I was baiting. It was the cock tease.
The dogs wanted to fight. They were ice grilling them.
That's right.
It was all for a rap battle. He dissed him first. I saw it. Quote, "You can see the dogs were hesitant at first. They were encouraged by their owners to attack." Could you say the dogs were poked?
Yeah.
Sure.
Probably.
Yeah, okay. They were. You can tell they were enjoying this. This was Bloodsport. Bloodsport 4. It's scary to see someone who has a lack of empathy for someone in suffering. On Facebook, 40 comments were posted on the video. It said, "Click below to see warning graphic content." Some of the comments were negative. Some people agreed with what the women were doing.
And like 5 people got off on it.
Ashley Ramirez That's said the
Jesus.
Sorry. Thank you, Robbie. Okay. Ashley Ramirez said the duct tape on the pig's mouth was to protect her dogs and to prevent the squealing from attracting the notice of neighbors. Same reason why you duct tape the girl's mouth before you rape.
This just sucks,
right?
Because I've done stuff like this. When my dogs were young and I was training them for hog hunting, I literally caught hogs in traps, raised them.
Do you want to go to jail? Is that
what you're... Like, you can't get me in trouble for this. There's no proof anyway.
Except that you just said it.
What? What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
You lie all the time.
Okay, hog hunting is totally legal in Florida, and there's no season for it, so I could say I've done it all the time, whenever the fuck I want, and not get in trouble for it.
But they have to be free, right? You can't shoot one in a pen, I hope.
Is it the fact that they duct taped the pig's mouth shut?
Well, see, I was
going to
say something about that.
Please.
When my dogs were young, and I didn't want them hurt, but I wanted them trained with live hogs, I would go out and trap young hogs, and I would castrate them so that way, you know, they don't have that much testosterone and shit, cut their fucking tusks off and duct tape their mouth shut and throw my dog in there with them.
So don't piss Danny off, Matt.
Did you
and
say...
that's how you train your dog.
Did you say castrate?
Yes.
Huh.
And with the pinned ones, you just tie a rubber band around their nuts and they
you're
going to
be sleeping
like
with one eye open.
Justin Van Turquoise Green says they throw a pig in the hole and tell it to put the lotion on its skin. Fucking nice. A Justin Van Turquoise. That's what I'm talking about. So the woman told the sheriffs they bought the pig at a local farm. The women do not live in an area where livestock is permitted. Their justification was they were going to kill the pig anyway. I'm going to eat that. Sergeant said, "You can't justify this, Hater Hatter."
That's normal. Where were they at?
Is it normal to go buy Wilbur from Charlotte's Web and take it home and let your dogs fucking beat its ass?
No.
Okay. While it's duct taped?
I went out in the wild and actually trapped my hog.
Right.
So.
Justin Fan Turquoise Green also says, "You look pretty hot with those hipster glasses on." High five, hipster Danny.
I've been wearing glasses since I was three. Thanks. It's not a compliment.
You're a transformer.
No, I never had this cute little pink fucking... you know, Wilbur anything? Pigs. No, the cute little pink pigs. People actually feel bad for those when they see them get killed. Mine were big, ugly, coarse black hair with fucking ugly tusks and
right,
shit.
Right. You can blame Winnie the Pooh and go with the Lord of the Flies fucking boar head on a
stick. Anyone would have seen me kill what I've killed, they would have been like, oh, okay.
Castrator in disguise.
My hope and dreams. Fantasies.
Okay, anyway, go on.
Okay. They were dead long before you came along, honey. I'll tell you what. Okay, anyone that is looking to do drugs in the future, this is kind of interesting and may have a little to do with some people who maybe have to pee in a cup and then get in trouble. So this is out of Asheville, North Carolina. They found an enzyme found in cheese triggered false positive drug tests that led Buncombe County deputies to think a man with 91 pounds of tortilla dough was actually carrying that much cocaine.
Wow.
Cocaine!
Wow, dude.
Antonio Hernandez, I guess it didn't help that he was Mexican. He spent 4 days in jail in Asheville.
It was tortilla dough.
Well,
just 4 days in jail?
It's a terrible stereotype.
It's a small crime down there.
It's like, dude, I own a fucking taco truck. Like, what do you want?
Right.
I'm switching to corn. Fuck this.
They all tried to wait for him to pass it, and it, like, it's just...
It's like fluck flour. Looks too much like cocaine. I'm going corn only. We only sell taquitos now, S.A.
That's why they call it a cornhole.
The fucking A, Robbie. Cornhole out of nowhere. Thank you.
Blim blam.
That's what we're talking about. Monday fun day here on the jamhole.com/donate.com. Squiggly line. Smiley face.
Okay.
Email me. Deputy stopped Hernandez on May 1st and found what turned out to be a mix of cheese, shrimp, and tortilla and tamale dough in his truck. A portable kit used by deputies changed colors, indicating the mixture was cocaine. And then they cooked it up and made burritos.
Tastes like happy.
The sheriff said he did not know until this case came that some foods, like cheese, can give false positives on field drug tests.
Huh.
He plans to have his officers talk to the company that makes the tests. Ooh. We're going to march right up in that piece, and we're going to say, yo, you know how
fix
many
this.
Mexican taco truck salesmen we've
I
put
arrested
in jail?
My brother because of this.
You cannot get a good taco anywhere. You know what I mean? Fuck.
Nobody's selling tacos anymore.
No.
You're
it's
like,
all cocaine.
I didn't get in trouble for that.
Like, well...
Or eat a bunch of that and start, like, you know, hoarding the cocaine, and you go through, and they're like, oh, that's just that taco shit again.
It's a good taco. Somehow I'm fiending for another one.
Man, I am energetic and charismatic, and this taco is awesome! I'm gonna wipe it all over my face.
Is it hot in here?
So, quote...
Spiciness.
What we are going to do now is check with the manufacturers and find out what they have found can cause false positives and put that into the training with our officers. High five, Duncan. That's what you're going to do. It's the right thing to do. Officials at the state lab said they've seen false positive drug test results from food before, but it's rare, and they just don't give a shit. Because, hey, it's not my life. I don't give a fuck if you're going to jail now or if
filling
you got
my quota.
Kicked off your fucking pain clinic because they thought you were
drug bust is good for me.
Doing cocaine. It's not my problem.
And keep eating those poppy seeds.
Shit.
It takes so much to make
thing turns
that
color
happen.
All the time. Put water on it, turns color. This isn't a drug test. It's just color paper. That's why they got it cheap.
Okay.
The sheriff's office is writing Hernandez a $400 check to cover the food he lost when deputies thought it was drugs. But Hernandez said that isn't enough to also cover other expenses like the impound fee for his truck.
And the fact that no one is, like, eating his food anymore.
And the fact that he probably doesn't have a green card is going to make him just take the money and walk away.
Yeah.
Quote, that doesn't pay economically for what I lost, he said. That doesn't pay for my tires.
They took my job! Stick to my tires! They took your job!
$400.
Yeah, all right.
You better buy a fucking bus ticket back to Mexico, bro. Because fucking the U.S., not the dream we all thought it was.
Right. Fuck. They probably have better talk.
You're like at the edge of Florida with your inner tube. Can someone give me a shove off?
Right.
All right. Let's continue speaking about drugs, shall we?
All right.
This is what happens. This is why, if you're going to hallucinate, be safe. Okay. Be hallucisafe.
If you're not mentally stable, how about you just don't?
Or that. Just say no to hallucinating.
Just question yourself.
If you're nuts.
You can be nuts, though, and like have an addictive personality and be so crazy you think you don't have an addictive personality.
Whoa.
Deep.
Just question yourself. Just say this. Be like, would I be able to be proven in court,
how about
with temporary insanity if something were to happen? I mean, if you could say yes,
how about
don't
if,
do it?
If you have to ask yourself if you're crazy and should you do this, then the answer should probably be
I ask myself all the time, and I don't do hallucinogenics.
So
there you go.
This dude did do hallucinogenics. He was hallucinating actually not from hallucinogenics, but from drug withdrawal. Interesting. He drove head-on into another car, stabbed the driver, then ran into a nearby garage where he repeatedly stabbed himself in the neck with a cordless drill.
Oh
what
my
am
God.
I doing?
Oh, my God.
Are you making this up?
No.
Real?
His name is Gary Aspengren.
That's not hallucinating.
Junior.
He's just freaking the fuck out.
He's 38. He had been undergoing detoxification from pain medication and had not slept for 3 to 4 days.
All right, that'll make you hallucinate.
Now, we've all gone through this. I think it's safe to say. Robbie, have you ever
never
gone
with
through
a power drill?
Okay, hold on.
The drug
scared
thing.
Now, Matt. Come on.
Drug detoxification.
I'm going to say no on Robbie's behalf.
I'm just going to stop talking. We'll just
like Nolly's Undead says, getting the demons out.
Yeah, right.
Or trying to.
You think that the guy, like, a head-on hit, got out, was, like shaken, but okay, and he's like, are you okay, man? And then, like, he just gets stabbed.
I think I've been there.
Oh, it's close. We almost got hurt.
Instead of going self, I'm going to just ram into the next car I see. I was like, you know what? There's hope. I'll find drugs today. And then I didn't.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. He was sober for so many days. Finally was driving and was like,
he's pissed off. Like, I could just stab somebody.
No. He's like,
that's it. The next fucking car. I swear to God, one headlight, you're dead.
Show you urban myth.
Probably was like, if this is what sober life is and this is all I have to look forward to, being sober,
pain and misery,
then I don't care anymore. And he gave up. That's what he did. And he went nuts. You know, who gives a shit? If he has
he
to
didn't
live his
have
life
family
like that and not
that
happy, then he's going to go crazy.
He didn't have that helping hand.
Well,
not a hand out. A hand up. Or wait, a hand off.
Whatever. Okay.
It's a hand off, not a hand out.
By the way, late at night, when you guys see an oncoming car and you just see the headlights, you don't see the car, do you ever feel like you're looking at a car that's going in reverse at
like
60 miles an hour?
I make faces at them and pretend that they see me.
Hey, Robbie.
What's up?
Don't do hallucinogenics.
There's your answer.
So out of my mind.
After the crash, he apparently walked over to the other car, stabbed the driver with an unknown object, we'll say his cock, and then attempted to stab a passenger. Aspen and Grin then fled into a nearby home's open garage, grabbed a drill, and began, of course, stabbing himself.
Drilling into his brain?
But the home?
He survived, though.
Lobotomy?
I gotta get the addiction out!
Ah! He said the demons were right here! Right fucking here! Get out of my head! And then, of course, the fucking... The homeowner and two of his friends come out. Can you imagine, like, chilling, playing Xbox with your bros, just broing down on
hey,
bro time, bro ho?
Yeah, let me go check. Oh, my fuck.
Down in bro ho. Bro netiquette.
Dude, that's my drill.
Like, in his head, like, just stabbing with Massacre Lane right outside your
fucking...
I hope
fucking, he turned it on, at least.
Your world. I'd have been like, dude, battery pack.
Right. There you go.
Cord. But he survives. Right? He made it?
Does he?
I mean... Within reason-ish.
The homeowner and his friends detained him till the cops got there. The driver of the other car was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The passenger was taken by family members to a hospital for treatment because he said, fuck, no, I'm not paying the ambulance. 600 what? Call a cab. Call my mom.
I have refused to ride an ambulance I don't know how many times.
No way. No way.
How many you know what this is going to cost? I'm good. I don't want to be another one of those.
Can you find me a bankruptcy lawyer on my way? Because Aspen and Gren was taken to Rancho Springs Medical Center for treatment and eval. He will be booked for assault with a deadly weapon.
And murder. Amazing.
At least you can file for medical bankruptcy and keep it separate from your regular shit.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's
depending on how much
true.
It is.
So
keep in mind that I owed like $20,000 at one point and they would still not let me claim file for medical bankruptcy. So you have to owe a lot.
All right, I want you all to close your eyes. Not if you're driving. Okay, if you're driving, go ahead. Close your eyes and imagine you're a maintenance guy. Your name's Ben Harper. No relation. Thank you. You're a maintenance worker. You work for the county. You work for the county animal shelter.
All right.
You're going to got some orders. You're like, hey. Go patch this hole in the cat room. You're like, fine, I'm going to go patch that hole in the cat room. You look up, you're examining an odd, suspicious bulge that sunk down from the ceiling. Mm-hmm. Ben Harper, one touch burst awesome. What he calls, quote,
a mess.
The giant paint bubble and released a shower of urine and feces and the carcass of a large dead rodent.
Awesome.
Urine and feces is not enough, you know?
Golden, brown, reddish, disgusting. Quote, it all came down directly on my head. Do you quit? Is that it? Do you call it
quits?
I want
a lot of compensation. That's what I'm going to say right
there. Is that
there.
Danger pay?
I would almost take the power drill over that shit.
The drug detox / power drill lobotomy. Self DIY lobotomy. Fuck, dude.
Ugh.
Conditions in the building were no secret. The state's Division of Occupational Safety and Health inspected the facility in September of 2010 and fined the county $3,000 for the rodents and other, quote, sanitation-related issues.
He just immediately walks into his boss's office. He's like, I want a raise.
He's like, hey, come here. I want you to look at something.
Check this out.
See all that?
Dude.
Came down
That's
on my
disgusting.
Head.
Disgusting.
He says he scooped up as much of the filth as he could, including the carcass, placed it in a 5-gallon bucket, and is that a job for a shop vac? Is that a wet dry shop vac?
That's down here.
Or are you like
get
commercial
the big
there.
Chunks up first before you
Paper
bring in a shop
by hand, like okay. shoveling with a oh man, oh
get a can picker up or thing.
The grabber.
Yeah.
The Armatron just sitting there like moving pieces of this dead rodent.
Toy remote clean control up dump truck.
That's
disgusting. He put it in a 5-gallon bucket and after cleaning himself up, he took it to the office of Marco Sandoval, head of risk management for the county. Quote,
funny story.
A funny story. Check this out. I went in his office.
Yeah, that smell. That's,
I shut the door and I said, let's just sit here. and enjoy this for a little while, because I don't think you understand what people are working with. He got a brief respite from rat-related work orders. A slightly different version of Harper's paint bubble incident, including the part about the bucket, were included in a grand jury report released last month, along with pages and pages of other shudder-worthy details. The document paints a gruesome picture of dogs and cats suffering and dying in dramatic numbers and points to horrific overcrowding in a badly designed and deteriorating facility.
At least he worked for the county. He probably got taken care of.
Ladies and gentlemen of Jamholia, spay and neuter your pets.
Okay.
And if you're going to have sex, problem down.
Pull out, for God's sakes. Just pull out.
That maintenance guy like sues Bob Barker.
I want to know how many people are going to be having sex and think of me going, pull out. Pull out. I'm not ready yet. Oh, jeez.
Too late. Sorry.
Did you hear about the Kenya Olympic marathon champ that just jumped to his death?
No.
Hell hath no
fury
wrath,
like a woman scorn.
Like a woman's running.
Hell
knife
hath
in
no
the
fury
vagina.
Like a woman scorn. But anyway.
The devil hath no blade sharp like the woman's vagina fury.
Okay.
He jumped from the second floor of his home.
It's not that high up.
I'm Samuel Wanjiru. Sure. Gold medalist. After his wife caught him in the company of, I swear it's not what it looks like, another woman.
It's the maintenance guy, I swear.
A what, bitch? Am I?
There's actually a song that's just like this. It's funny.
Really?
So great. Yeah.
Was he a Kenyan track and field
it
star.
Talks about if, this guy moving out of his stepdad's apartment, moving in with a cute Guatemalan, and everything was copacetic until she found him erected with another and shit went bad. He's on the roof again, blah blah blah.
Now if you're Kenyan, are you just automatically considered a track star? Like, they kind of go hand in hand, right?
Is it hard to believe that a Kenyan could afford a two-story house? Or is that racist?
Well, how much gold is in that metal?
Yeah, right.
He
should have listened to the chorus of that song though. Says, your highness broke her hymen. Hey, man, try to quit. Whoa. You're crying. I know she broke your heart, but try to come down.
Wow. Amazing.
Good job.
It's awesome.
You can hear bits of her beautiful angelic voice on this new album we're working on.
I was not trying to sing, but all right. Oh, I think it's by SR-71.
The Blackbirds?
SR-71.
Anyway.
One of the other.
So I think that if he died from two stories, though, he must have landed on his head, which means she probably
pushed him.
Yeah.
And if we learn nothing from watching the season finale of CSI, we know that...
Bitches be tripping.
Absolutely, Robbie. Thank you. So the wife and another woman were taken to the police station to give statements, but were not considered suspects. They got together and killed him, took his gold medal. Made earrings, man. Look at him dangle.
Oh, my God, dude.
Going to the club to dagger. To get dagger, man.
Boy, let him ask it.
Nigeri, N guy, who lives in Nairobi, returned home unexpectedly to find the two together. Wanjiru is believed to have jumped after his wife locked him inside a bedroom on the second floor, making it impossible for him to leave. He's like, oh yeah, I do the high jump, no problem, boy. Whew! And just ate shit. I did not see that car there, boy. Dun-da-da. He achieved worldwide fame when the Jamhole made fun of him, jumping out of his second... No, when he became Kenya's first Olympic marathon champ. At the Beijing Games in 2008.
To buy a house.
Which, I mean, honestly, you have a Kenyan and you have a Chinese. Like, who's going to win the race? Come on.
Yeah, he has to move like his legs twice as fast.
If that, yeah. Fuck. No, not happening. Yeah. The Kenyan just, like, pulls down his pants and just squashes the Chinese guy with his monster rape cock.
Trips him with his...
Kenya's team. Africa, right?
Yeah.
It's where all the raping happens, right?
Yeah. When I think of Kenya, I think of
rape.
No, Cool Runnings.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. One footed, whatever. Two footed.
We are the Jamaican bobsled.
Yeah, that's such a dumb movie, but so classic. Yeah, classic.
Bobsled time.
Right, yeah. So it's safe to possibly make the allegation and assume that his cock has raped at least once or
I don't know. I don't maybe.
Or both of these women. And that's why they were going to the hospital. Sure. So, quote, I'm sure we can all agree with this gentleman who says, he's left a gap that will be hard to fill. Matt for Channel 10 News, over and out.
These ladies have stitches to prove it.
That's right. These bitches get stitches.
Burger says that's where the AIDS is at. Kenya.
That is. That is where the AIDS is at. It's from all the raping. I'm telling you.
It's from monkey raping. But
do you think that's why, like, one of them had AIDS and she... And
you
now
do
they
know that that's
have...
how AIDS started, right?
What? You be the racist one to say it, please.
Guy.
Uh-huh. How did jump species?
Had sex with a monkey.
There we go. There we go.
A Homo sapien.
And why?
Because
it was dark.
Because the monkey was tiny.
He thought it was his wife.
And that's how it happened. So.
Is that, and then see, we could be like, and
stupid
that
monkey.
Bit of racism is sponsored by Frontline Sites. If you're going to kill a nigga, you got to kill a nigga.
Use a pouch.
Something like that, you know?
African American and Decker.
Sponsored by the KKK. No, I'm totally kidding. We
Whoa. You know, there's a radio station in South Dakota called KK and K.
Just to be safe.
Just saying.
And if you're licking that, W.
It's all like backwater country.
Everybody's got to hear this shit on W.
It'd be so great if it was like, you're listening to KK and K and you hear, this is how we do it.
Oh, man. Right. All right. Oh, man. Thank you for taking it to that dark, desolate desert.
Sorry.
Destruction and.
The Dakotas are like deserts, but whatever.
They are.
Cornfields. Wheat, corn, whatever.
You think that Sweet Home Alabama would also be played on that radio station? At least
I'm
going to
guess probably just the Kid Rock version. Yeah. They accept him. Yeah. Yeah. You're white trash. That's like being ghetto. We could be friends. Pour me some whiskey, cracker.
Cracker, please.
All right. Is that it? Do we have anything else that's racist that we want to say? Lower.
I'm sure it'll
embarrassing
come.
The shit out of anyone that's listening.
I'll save it for Wednesday.
Hey,
for the two people listening left.
I swear to God, you said to tell your friends, and then this is what you give me? I'm like, hey, check this out.
It'd be so great if we get a voicemail saying, hey, I got arrested because of I took your advice, so can you bail me out?
Yeah. I'm trying to bail myself out right now, if you know what I mean. Shit. Shit. All right. Parties this summer going to be fun. Got houses for you guys to stay in if you're coming out of state. Ours, third annual at thejamhole.com/250. That was the first one. Thejamhole.com/404. That was last year's. Good times.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the third annual. Three times the charm, the turkey, the gobble, if you will. And then first in July, 21st through the 25th, we'll be in Chicago. We'll be in Milwaukee. Mostly Milwaukee, but we will be in Chicago for a day. Gonna be
Can
a good
we
time.
Go see Ruff McGruff?
Maybe. We should try and find him, or his P.O. box at least.
He likes it rough.
Was it 60652? Ruff McGruff, no Chicago, Illinois. 60652, or some crap, I can't remember.
Dogs in trench coats. They make me laugh.
For
Camels
some reason.
And sunglasses make
it's like
me
he's
laugh.
Always about to just like flash you, but then he never does. He's like, send me stuff to my P.O. box. Send me your dirty socks. All right. Email info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com. That's our website. Please be subscribed in iTunes. And if you could do us a huge favor, write a rating and a review. That would be special and spectacular. Thejamhole.com/P.O. box. Send us a postcard from where you live. Send us some cash or whatever you have you want to send us.
Is this us closing the show?
This is us closing
the show. Can I go out with a bang and read something I wrote that I'm all excited about? Because
are you going to pull your pants down?
It wasn't recorded because some lazy person chose not
to. I took
not
a day off Sunday. I took a sick
the,
day.
The one day,
you know
the
what
last
I did?
Day of the grand finale of a show with eight
I know,
participants.
That I've spent the last 15 weeks drooling over footage for. No, it was cool. I took a day and I finished reading
that
book.
You think you want to leave the house? That's all. When you,
I read 200 pages of World War Z. And I rested.
Okay.
Do you know what my days are like, Robbie?
Apparently,
I'm gonna take you with me.
Apparently, as long as my cock.
and about as dark.
His days
and the
aren't
show.
That short.
And the show.
I'm only bringing this up because mine it's related to what's in the topical news, and if I wait a week or two, it'll be old news. So I'm trying to like get it while it's fresh.
Keep it fresh.
All right, guys. This is something I wrote yesterday morning. This is entitled. Fuck, my phone turns off. This is entitled "An Urgent Message to Charlie Sheen from His Agent." All right. Booby baby, it's me, and I'm here to save your ass. Now I see you've been on the chase, running from yourself while eagerly seeking your next crack fix TV hit amidst the flimsy arms of an unwieldy American dream. And I get it. You await reacquainting your former glory, five aces up your sleeves, as if tiger blood will indeed restore you. But as your friend and agent, I strongly recommend you stop drinking tiger's blood.
Stop.
You're lucky it hasn't yet caused serious damage, and luckier still that people mistook that for a euphemism. But let's face it, the truth has a way of winning. Truth. Ooh. Truth is, Chuck, for all your fame and fortune, you are now 2.5 men short of your beloved threesome. Money may never sleep, kid. But your goddesses sure as hell sleep with money. Just expect them to cease bearing the burden of baiting unsuspecting bus stop snags as soon as your funds go dry. And why don't you look in a mirror? We aren't young guns anymore, Charlie, so quit hotshot Hugh Hefner huffing the high life from beyond the law and come back to reality. Which is exactly where a platoon of studio execs will pay you to be. See? The arrival of your next major league gig lies in Fox's new smash reality TV hit, 2.5 Men at Work. It'll star two genuine garbage men and you. You'll be providing a public service while also showing those wicked warlocks who's really boss. Just one small catch. It seems Emilio Estevez will be co-producing, so when they ask you live on the air, "Hey, didn't you used to be Charlie Sheen?" you're to reply, "Look, it's not like I'm half a man now. Duh. I'm just half the man I used to be."
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.